Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gerald, and I'm a sheep farmer. This is my sheep, Gerald. I've got 499 other sheep at home, also called Gerald. I'm quite forgetful, you see. My wife thought it would be easier if I gave them all a name I could remember. So this one is called, well, Gerald. He don't look like me, though. He's fluffier. So, I'm a sheep farmer. I live in Streatham, which is nice. I don't know if any of you know it. It's rather lovely. Unfortunately, I can only graze the sheep one at a time. You see, you can't take 500 sheep up on the common all at once. It's too much. Too much for the dog walkers, you see. And there's only so many of those little baggies you can manage for the poo, anyhow. Besides, I'm not really supposed to keep animals in my flat. I don't want anybody telling the authorities, so it's just the one at a time. Of course, that keeps me quite busy. I have to disguise the sheep. I don't want anybody thinking I'm keeping live farm animals in a second-story one-bedroom flat. So I shear them round the middle and people just assume I've got some sort of poodle cross, like a labradoodle. Of course, it's not a labradoodle. It's a sheepadoodle. And the young'uns are called lamadoodles. Oh, lambs are rather lovely. Fluffy, bouncy little kebab clouds they are. Gorgeous little things. But being a farmer, it isn't all lamb cutlets and sex on the arga, you know. Nope, we have to take those lovely little lambs to market and sell them, you see. I take mine to Sainsbury's up Streatham Common. It's not easy selling animals you've lovingly reared from birth, especially when everybody thinks it's some sort of dog.